tennis to train? Or have you been at school?
I went to Athletic Edge in Florida.
And is that, when you were talking to agents, did they throw that as part of the pitch? We'll send you here, we'll...
You know, they threw Athletic Performance API in Arizona, but I chose to go with the guy that I was familiar with already.
Which is Athletic
Edge in Florida.
But, and that was through your agent?
No.
That was on your own?
Decision I made.
Why do you think that that's important? Like, why couldn't you just stay at Baylor and work with your strength coach?
We do have a great strength coach, great staff at Baylor. The big thing is I needed to get away. A lot of distractions on campus, surrounding what little hype we have around there at Baylor right now. So I needed to get away and just focus a lot on myself and get myself better to make me more of a hot commodity come April.
May I ask one more question? I'm so sorry, y'all. Did your agent pay for it?
Yes, ma'am.
He's got it, or you have to pay it back for it?
I read the contract thoroughly, and we marked off 6A, the one about expenses. I would not have to pay him back unless I fire him.
Okay.
But the big thing is I won't fire him anytime soon, and they'll get 3% of my contract.
Okay.
So that's when they get their money back, because you know they're coming out about $15,000-$20,000 with training each athlete, housing and all that. But if we make, say we're on a base rookie salary and we pay them, you know, $14,000 a year, then, you know, that's just if you get drafted in the low rounds. If you get drafted the high rounds, then they get that money back as fast as possible. But the payback period for an average, you know, agent would probably be a year and a half.
Thank you so much.
What was your height and weight?
5'11 and a half, 239 pounds.
Is that about where you wanted to be, weight-wise?
That is about what I wanted to be, weight-wise. I wanted to be a little bit taller, but I can't help that.
Can you talk about what it was like to work with Mike Shanahan at the Senior Bowl?
It was a great experience. I've always admired Mike, well, Coach Shanahan. I shouldn't say that. Coach Shanahan, even when he was with the Broncos, Terrell Davis, you know, the tight end, Sharp there, John Elway, I've always admired his staff and the way he approached the game. It was amazingly a well week. Just being around him, being able to, you know, work with him, get to be familiar with his staff. I know they like bigger running backs, so it's great that I had the opportunity to get familiar with them.
What did you learn coming out of that week that you didn't know going in?
And terminology. You know, we call one play with one word and everyone knows what to do, and then the NFL is about 8 words in the play. So terminology was a big thing. Reading a defensive end instead of reading blocks. So it was a little bit different and a little bit challenging for me at the Senior Bowl. But we're athletes. We're born to adjust, I guess.
What feedback did Bobby T give you during the week?
Bobby T, man, I love that guy. Play hard. We're not there on the fluke. I mean, they know that we're ball players. Just go out there and have fun, enjoy the moment, enjoy the experience.
You were talking about the one-word offense, but RG3 made the point yesterday that it's not an easy offense. It's not a simple offense.
It's not. And we don't have a set playbook, so we have sheets that tell us what to do sometimes. But you know, we learn by repetitions at Baylor, and we run a ton of plays in a short amount of time at practice. So for the quarterback, the routes and everything, being on page is totally different than what I do. Being on page with the receivers is a lot harder than what I do, is just run the ball, call some protections and stuff like that. Make sure I protect Robert Griffin.
What was it like, the experience going to a school like Baylor that had such little football success, and you and RG3 and Kendall and kind of brought it to where it is now?
You know, it didn't start this year. It started when we got there. Just guys putting in a ton of hours, ton of work, just trying to make sure that we, made sure we was going to turn it around by the time we left. And it was a work in progress. And Baylor isn't where we want it to be, but we hope that it continues to climb and continue to get better in the years to come.
What was it like to have to go through so many losses earlier in your college career?
Difficult, because I don't like to lose. And we go out here and we flipping coins. You know, if you beat me, then I'm pretty hot and I'm ready to, you know, say some things that I shouldn't say. But losing a lot of us guys in Texas, we don't lose, especially high school football. We come from teams that played on state championships, you know, players that played in the All-American game, a lot of football athletes in Texas. So losing is not a part of our nature there.
That experience of going from a losing team to bringing the program to where the national prominence, is that, you think, something can help you out going to an NFL team, regardless of what their record is?
You know, every experience is a good experience. So I'm going to say yes.
Will you run and work out?
I will not lift.
Injury or?
Sprained AC, right AC.
How'd you do that?
Bowl game, December 29th.
How much is it heals? It kind of close to being a
full range of motion, still weakness, a little tenderness, and shoulder deltoid.
Are you gonna be able to lift it your pro day?
I plan to lift it pro day.
Can you reflect on the bowl game? You kind of ran wild in that Holiday Bowl.
Our offensive line played really well that game. So a lot of open holes, and a lot of times it just really just running downhill and trying not to hit my head on the goalpost. So offensive line played really well that game. Kendall and Robert take a lot of pressure off of me, as well as when we run the ball effectively, take a lot of pressure off of the pressure that they'll be bringing on obvious blitz downs and make them think about what they're going
to
do.
You seem to take a lot of pressure off Robert that game. Is that kind of the goal, take the pressure off the QB?
The pressure, we just want to complement each other, you know, and a good pass game sets up a good run game, and a good run game sets up a good pass game. So we just try to complement each other, and it wasn't our first game going back and forth like this. So it wasn't our first rodeo, so we had fun that would make sure we went out on top.
How good is Kendall Wright?
Great receiver. Guy's a phenom athlete, a burst off the line. I mean, he's 0 to 60 and up by 3 steps. And he's going to snag everything out there. You'd think that he has huge hands, but he doesn't. He's a ball player. He definitely deserves to be one of the top receivers in the draft.
You played against Justin Blackman probably. How many? Probably what, three times?
Yes, sir.
How do you compare Kendall to Justin?
Well, they're different receivers. Justin Blackman is an outside receiver, so they go a lot of man press against corners. Kendall's on a slot, so he goes against free safeties and safeties and our backers. So that's just the type of people that they go up against, and just the height difference, different thing. You'd think Justin Blackman actually looks like 6'2", but he's not quite that tall.
He came in a little shorter than I would have thought. I guess he played bigger.
Well, that's all about Big 12. We play big. Right. And there's two different receivers. Both of them are good, and I think both will do exceptionally well in the NFL.
Terrence, in making this jump to the next level, what would you say is your best attribute, and then what's the one part of your game you're working on most?
You know, best attribute would probably be vision and my feet as a guy that is 240 pounds. Thing I need to work on a lot is pass protection, because I will be asked to do that on the next level. And believe it or not, running backs are not the highest paid guys on the team. It's actually the guy that's tossing around back there. So if you protect that guy and keep him healthy, then you got a good job.
You mentioned the offensive line. Can you speak to Phillip Blake, who's rising up the draft charts here, and he's your center at Baylor? Can you speak to his personality and his abilities for
you? Phil, he's kind of quiet, but you know, we've known each other for a while, so he opens up and we talk about a lot of stuff. He's a great guy, a hard worker. Sometimes you gotta say, "Hey, let's go work," and then you know. But once he's working, we're working together. And the only reason why we were so successful this year, because him and Robert Griffin, the big O-lineman, really brought our O-line together, and they were in sync all year, and they played at a high level. We had a lot of young guys that were in new positions. They had to step up big for us, and Phillip's leadership and his experience helped out a lot.
You weighed at 240 yesterday?
239, to be exact.
And you play? Thank you. And you played all the season at 240 range?
Yes, sir.
When did you reach 240? Coming out of high school?
No, sir. Coming out of high school, I was 195 when I played my senior year in high school. So bad eating habits in Texas and continued throughout college. And then I finally realized once my fiance said, you're going to die at 25, and I need to eat healthier. So I reached 240 spring of my freshman year. 235
around. You wear it well, though, so you've been able to rearrange it, put it in nice compartments instead of just
yes, sir.
Drive-through weight, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How would you describe your describe yourself as a runner?
I think I'm light on my feet. I could be more violent if we're honest, completely honest here. I think I run downhill. I get yardage when we need them. Sometimes I tend to look for a home run play. I am 240, but I believe that I do have great speed for a back my size and deceptional speed. Had a few big runs this year. I think I'm a great running back. I think I'm a bit of a mismatch problem on the next level because linebackers will underestimate how fast I am and how easy I'm able to make cuts agility-wise. And I think DBs will think that I'm going to go in for the boom, and I will. But sometimes I step around them and then just try to take it Aiden.
You were talking about winning, losing at when you went to Baylor. How many games did you lose in high school?
Total on varsity, 7 games.
Seven.
In 3 years.
In 3 years.
Yes.
And how many games did you lose your first 2 years at Baylor?
We went 4-8 and then like 7-6. So we lost 14 games.
So that first year you equaled,
yes,
the number of high school,
yes,
losses.
What's the key? Baylor's got a lot of guys on the offensive side of the NFL now. JD, Walton, Watkins. What was the key? Because you were down for so long, that program. How did all these talented offensive guys start going there?
I think the talent has been it's a confidence thing. We're not going into the Big 12 just to be going into the Big 12. It's a mindset, mentality. When you think you're going to go in there and you're going to beat Oklahoma, you're going to beat Oklahoma. You think you're going to go in there and play a couple of series with Oklahoma, then Oklahoma's going to, you know, beat you to the second and fourth quarter. So it's just a mindset. You know, Coach Cos and his strength staff, Coach Browse and his coaching staff really changed the way we think. And that's the culture that is rising at Baylor throughout all the athletic programs.
How about recruiting to Baylor? What was the selling point? For a while, you know, that
Come and change the program. And I think that's the biggest thing. High school players, especially in Texas, they love to go somewhere and change something around. All those guys get caught up on, you know, knocking Texas or Oklahoma or A&M. They get caught up on, let's just be a part of something. Let's be a part of something. You know, no, let's change something. And that's what we did at Baylor.
Are any NFL teams looking at you as a fullback?
I think I will have to play both. I think it's safe to say that every team that is looking at me will expect me to do both. Not so much as Mike Allstott role, but a role of making blocks on third and long, or, you know, catching out the backfield, as, you know, a lot of fullbacks do this in this era of football. So I've never played it, but I'm willing to do so.
So they're saying that you could end up playing one of these kind of H back, fullback,
yes,
kind of tight end. Like, would they even sometimes even have you split out? Have they talked about that?
I'd rather stay in. You know, there's some great corners in there. I don't want to get jammed up off the line by one of those great corners. So I'd rather stay in and block a guy. But if they ask me to do it, I'll be willing to do it.
Right.
When you played against Missouri, you faced off against two defensive linemen who were here at the combine, Jeff B. Smith and Dominique Hamilton. What can you say about those guys?
Man, they're great athletes. I thought they were very rangy. They can move well, and they did a lot of things well against us. And the biggest thing, don't play into their favor. Run straight at them. Don't run sideways, because they can run laterally real good. So we try to run downhill and keep everything inside of them. Especially when I was running the ball, but we had a other spell running back who's a lot quicker, a lot faster. He was able to get on the edges on some plays. But they are both great athletes.
Who have you talked to?
A couple more guys.
Who have you talked to?
You know, just about everyone. A lot of teams with bigger backs. Steelers, a lot of the NFC teams. Ravens. Chargers. I have not talked to Detroit.
I thought I saw you talking to some of those Raiders scouts in the Senior Bowl.
Raiders?
No?
Man, I've met a million people, honestly. So I've talked to just about everyone, though.
Broncos were among them?
No, sir. They need to be. But I'm not going to talk bad about them. But I wish they were. I like Denver.
Yeah.
I like the atmosphere they have there, the culture around football there. And it'd be good to reunite with Danny. Not Danny, but JD. Danny's in Philly. I'm sorry. Thank you, sir.
That's good.